Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Do you ever wonder what your animal dreams? We know from studies, including functional MRIs, that at least rodents replay their days in their dreams just like we do. Now, whether animals use funny colors and funny symbols when they replay their days, I have no idea. But I was thinking about animal dreams the other day because I had a strange dream. I had a dream that I was crossing the street and I was hit by a Volkswagen Beetle being driven by a large Harlequin Great Dane. Because at that time I wasn't dealing with any Harlequin Great Danes, I have no idea where that symbol came from or what it meant. There have been so many Volkswagens in my life that the vehicle could have symbolized any one of a number of concepts. So the Harlequin Great Dane driving the Volkswagen Beetle, which, by the way, was a fluorescent lime green, hit me on my left hip. Just bumped me. Evidently, Great Danes don't drive that fast. And it woke me up. And when it woke me up, it made me realize that my hip hurt. And my hip hurt for two reasons. One is probably because I have a little arthritis in it. But the second reason is because I hit it with a log when I was bringing in wood. So my reality fit, or my dream rather, fit my reality. Which probably explains all those toilet dreams, but that's a completely different subject. This made me wonder whether animal dreams do the same thing. Do they start out replaying their days, and then something that is going on with them physically and physiologically, such that it gets incorporated into their dreams? When I thought about this, I decided that, of course, this happens. And the really good example of this are those animals who are stressed, particularly dogs who are stressed, who are taken out on walks or runs, and these animals are frightened. They're picking up all of these different scents, not only from other dogs, but from wild animals. And a lot of these are territorial messages that loosely may be translated, "If I catch you here, I'll knock your friggin' block off." If that dog happens to feel protective of his or her owners, the additional message is, not only am I going to knock your friggin' block off, I'm going to take your owner, that extremely valuable biped with the opposable thumb, bigger brains, and keys to the car, and she will be mine. This is not a relaxing day. And sometimes the fact that it isn't a relaxing day can spell trouble for other animals or people in the household. For example, I have worked with several animals whose sleep was so activated as they replayed their days that they reminded me of people with post-traumatic stress syndrome. If, God forbid, another animal should brush by them while they're in the midst of one of these dreams, or if the animal sleeps on the bed and the owner should happen to move when the animal is having one of these dreams and that person bumps the dog with a foot, these animals will wake up in an aggressive mode and sometimes explosively so. So it's important to pay attention to how our animals sleep. When they sleep and they're moving around and they're vocalizing, is it the kind of activity that sort of goes along with the animal nose to the ground, tracking things in their front yard and tail up in the air and having a great time? Or is it something else? I will say for sure, getting back to the rather gross subject of toilet dreams, I think that at least dogs must have toilet dreams, because I can distinctly remember several situations in which one of my dogs was sleeping and suddenly woke up with a start and made a beeline for the door. And when I let the dog out, the dog definitely had to go. So animal dreams are animal dreams. And given their difference in perception, I can't even begin to imagine what their dreams look like visually. But what I do know is that their dreams are as important to them as ours are to us. To help them work through things, perhaps to give their brains time to restructure neurons, maybe to enable them to perceive things in a more energy-efficient way. Whatever it is, not all dreams are sweet, but I think it's safe to say that most of them are probably pretty doggone important.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.